10 long years they let him out of the home. Excitable boy, they all said.
Excitable boy.
And he dug up her grave and built a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all said.
Excitable boy.
Well, he's just an excitable.
FoodWishes.com with
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford. WMFO 91.5 Medford. Tufts. Medford. University. Rap. What's up? It's the Rap Radio Hour.
Welcome back.
There's so much music to go through this week.
That's right. Pink Floyd, new album.
New Thundercat, new Future. That's right. He dropped a second album in
Will
a week.
Will he ever stop?
No.
We're finished with him. He's done.
I don't know if I'm going to play this on air because it's a little spicy, but Remy Ma dropped the diss track of all diss tracks.
Does it have to do with Trey Songz?
No. Kind of.
I saw a trending tweet about
it's a diss of Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And she references Trey Songz, and Nicki Minaj I think released a diss of Trey Songz.
Can we hear that so we can't hear it?
It's a little spicy.
Maybe it's a little spicy. We'll think about it. Anyway, Medford. Yeah. This is Elliot, your host, and my constant guest, Grant.
Permanent guest.
No,
that's not how it
goes,
Medford.
You're fake news.
You were saying how you listened to The Wizard of Oz synced up with Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you may have heard just before Rap Radio Hour started, Money by Pink Floyd. I think it was Money, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. There's an urban legend that goes around. If you play Dark Side of the Moon, at the same time you start the movie Wizard of Oz, it syncs up very well. And there's a bunch of conspiracies about that.
What's the conspiracy?
Like they did it on purpose or something?
Oh, okay.
Evil.
Wasn't? Oh, so Pink Floyd did the album with Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I don't think they actually did.
I don't think so either.
There's a few times where it's like coordinates pretty well, especially with certain songs starting at different scenes. And I watched it in Latin class because my Latin class, Latin 2 and 3 in high school, were such a joke that there's only three kids in it, and the professor like didn't speak Latin even at a certain point. Like, so she would just show us old movies over and over. Like, we watched Ben-Hur and Gladiator, and we watched this whole old BBC series about all these Roman emperors. It was pretty fun, but we didn't learn any Latin. At a certain point, like when people were mentioning, like, oh, supposedly if you watch this movie, it'll sync up. And she's like, do you want to try it? And so we spent like a whole class watching Wizard of Oz and Pink Floyd. And she was
you
really
tried it.
Well, and the funny thing was, like, a lot of these old BBC series stuff had a lot of like orgies, because that was all the Romans did.
Yeah.
And so she would like stand on a desk with a piece of cardboard whenever there's an orgy scene, like over the projector. Because she couldn't figure out how to turn it off or mute it at the right times or anything, so she just like, or she couldn't mute it either, so we'd hear all the sex sounds. She'd be covering it up. It was so funny. So that was my Latin class. This is why I placed into Latin 1 when I took the test.
Some of my friends took Latin in high school, and they made a rap about their professor, Mr. Sassy. That was his name. It was S-A-S-S-E.
Wow.
Mr. Sassy.
Was he sassy? He lived up to his name?
Yeah. I'll see if I can play it on air. I might still have it.
Yeah, it'd
be great. On my laptop.
It's a hot new track.
It's also a little spicy. But we'll see. We'll save it for later show. Anyway, so Thundercat dropped a new album. It's called Drunk, and it's like 20-something songs, and they're all really short. It's good. I like it. There's a bunch of collaborations. Flying Lotus makes an appearance on a bunch of different tracks.
Well, what can you tell me about Thundercat?
He is a bassist. And he does a lot of jazz, and he likes to play really, really, really fast.
Huh. Wow.
And he's sort of goofy. He sings as well.
But he also raps.
No.
Oh, so this is, when you say rap radio, it's kind of sort of a misnomer at this point.
Well, Kendrick Lamar is on this album, and Thundercat is produced for a bunch of different rappers. He did a lot of the stuff on To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, cool.
So this song is called Captain Stupido. With Flying Lotus. It's really goofy. I think this sort of epitomizes the Thundercat style at this point.
I feel weird. Comb your beard, brush your teeth, still feel weird. Beat your meat, go to sleep.
My headphones are screwing up. Can you play the monitors?
Sure.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Wasn't that good?
That was an experience. Wow.
I'm gonna play another one of his songs, but we can talk over it he just has this really funny line early on. Bussin' these streets is the name of the song. He goes, "That's my story and I'm sticking to it." It's great.
It kind of reminds me of that band that Jackson likes a lot, Wolfpack.
Never heard it.
Wolfpack? Stuck in the clouds, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Don't bother me, I'm out here probably doing the most. From the minute I wake up, I'm staring at the screen.
Welcome back to Good Content, the radio show. My family is having a group text right now. So my aunts are cleared out a bunch of their water bottles in one of their cupboards. And so this picture.
It's a lot of water bottles.
A lot of water bottles. And they're auctioning them off to the rest of us.
there's a test one.
Yeah, there's one of them that I think I left there. So
it's yours.
She's asking us to
claim. And now you can buy it back.
So she said, starting with the red one is numbered 1 and army bottle is numbered 12. Let us know which ones you want. So if you like text her a number that we want. And then my mom said some incoherent thing about the jumbo one. She wants the one next to it, but only if it's silver. And then she asked if my cat's gone, or one of my cats is gone. And apparently Luna is with us, my cat, but she continues to poop emoji on the carpet despite the cleanest cat box on this side of the Mississippi. This morning, Benita joined her by pooping and puking on the carpet. We don't know what to do. So apparently my cats might be put down pretty soon.
No, that's kind of a harsh punishment.
Yeah, well, one of them, or I think only one of them is going to go away because she has had some neurological issues with her legs not working and she won't jump in a cat box anymore. So.
Anyway, so Calvin Harris dropped a song...
Anyway, apparently my mom has a cool tea set that she wants to get as well.
This have to do with the water bottles? You're just sort of going off.
They're just talking about it. And then Isaac wants the third one, if possible. And then my mom says, "Hey, Audrey, did you know that the doc I had on the plane, youngish doing research in Mali, said he was on life flight?" Look at that.
What's a life flight?
It's a helicopter ambulance service, like air med. Heard that the helicopters are pretty much ambulances to go to the mountains and
Get
people up. My aunt works on one of them.
Cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. She also drives a motorcycle.
Like a hog or like a Kawasaki?
Like a hog.
That's cool.
But she's not really big enough for it, so she doesn't ride anymore. Her legs couldn't touch the ground. She wears really big boots so she can do the tiptoes thing.
That's funny.
At an intersection. Yeah. When I was a little kid, she used to let me ride around in the back of it with her. But after a certain point, I could touch the ground and she couldn't, so she wouldn't let me go on it anymore.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That always sucks.
Yeah. Plus, my mom was scared of motorcycles with death traps. And they are. We have to do a PSA.
We do. Do you want to do one right now? And then we'll play this amazing collaboration.
By the way, this is Rap Radio Hour for those who tuned in and listened to us talk about my tea set.
You can find the PSA binder.
Can we do one of the online ones?
No, I found it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Let's try to find a topical one.
I don't think it's going to be a blackout. Can we talk about fake news?
I don't know if there are any fake news PSAs.
No official. How do you write a PSA?
That's a good question. We could submit one.
I like that one.
This one? Rechargeable batteries?
Too long. Very short one.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's too long.
I mean, we have dead air right now. That's bad. Bad radio.
All right, this one.
This is the longest one yet.
No, it's shorter than the cell phone one. All right.
There's like 8 bullet points. Oh my God.
I'll do it fast.
All right, all right. Welcome back to PSA Show.
Hold on.
Nonstop PSAs. Hey, what are you doing for spring break?
My cousin's getting married.
Oh, where?
Connecticut. All right. All right, most heart attacks begin with subtle symptoms, with discomfort that often is not described as pain. The chest discomfort may come and go. Don't be tempted to downplay your symptoms or brush them off as indigestion or anxiety. If one or more of these signs happen, don't delay. Numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Unexplained trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination. Sudden severe headache with no known cause. Call 911 or other emergency medical services for help. If you don't have access to emergency medical services, have someone drive you to the nearest hospital. Drive yourself only as a last resort if there are absolutely no other options. Heart attack symptoms vary widely. For instance, you may have only minor chest discomfort while someone else has excruciating pain. One thing applies to everyone, though. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, call for emergency medical help immediately. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Woo! I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's a heart attack?
Isn't it when your heart stops?
I don't think so.
Stops momentarily?
I don't know. Maybe I think it just gets weaker or something.
Gets weaker.
It's not really clear. I don't think there's scarring that happens if you have too many. I think it's something to do with like a pulmonary artery getting blocked or something. Or like
I mean, you're the med student. So.
I'm not actually.
You shadowed a doctor once.
That's illegal for you to impersonate a med student. Just I don't know. It's kind of interesting because you can still like walk around and stuff, right? Like. I feel like you couldn't walk if your heart stopped beating.
Okay, so we're going to play the Calvin Harris song, which features Migos and Frank Ocean. Yeah, I was really skeptical about the song. I thought it was going to be sort of corny.
Sounds like a weird combination.
Exactly. You're on.
Look at that, I'm learning.
You're catching on fast. It is a weird combination.
I was just listening to Frank Ocean.
Now you can listen to new Frank Ocean. But good. Let me tell you, this is a great song, and everyone nails it. It's called Slide. But first, Spotify is going to play an ad.
Can we mute it?
Online.
Yeah. It's actually illegal for us to play ads on the radio, so.
Well, we're not playing them.
Good.
They're muted.
While we're waiting, can we learn what a heart attack actually is?
Sure. So according to Wikipedia, a myocardial infarction or acute myocardial infarction, commonly known as a heart attack, occurs when blood flow stops to a part of the heart, causing damage to the heart muscle.
Hmm. Interesting.
So in the simplest sense.
Well, I guess it was sort of close. It's not a heart. It's not
the heart
artery.
Doesn't stop. It's just
parts of it aren't getting
muscle damage.
Oxygen anymore. Interesting.
The most common symptom is chest pain or discomfort, which may travel into the shoulder, arm, back, neck, or jaw.
Whoa. You hear that?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm bending the charging cable.
Well, don't.
Interfere. Watch. Wow, why is that there's supposed to be feedback somewhere. I wonder where the antenna is. Anyhow, I thought Frank Ocean was known for like taking a really long time between albums.
This isn't an album.
Songs. Oh, medical news.
What?
I have a bump in my armpit, and I thought it was breast cancer, but apparently it's just ingrown hair.
Do you slide on all your nights like cool. This? Did you get it out?
No.
Do you try on all your nights
like this? Sort of. Put some spotlight on the slide. Wait, which one's Migos?
They're not currently on the song, so don't worry. This is just Frank Ocean. Do you try on all your nights like this? Do you try on
did he win a Grammy?
Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Channel Orange.
His most recent one?
No. He didn't submit his most recent
one. Oh, that was the whole thing, right? Who won the Grammy?
For Urban Contemporary?
Yeah.
Solange or Beyonce?
It's called Urban Contemporary?
Yeah.
What a weird name.
Yeah.
It's almost problematic.
Beyonce won it for Lemonade. That's pretty good.
Light on her face. We gon' pipe up and turn up. Pipe up. We gon' light up and burn up. Burn up. Mama too hot like a like what? Mama too hot like a furnace. Furnace. I got 100 G's, I'ma go, y'all. My diamonds gon' shine when the I love Migos. You and I take a ride down the boulevard. And your friends really wanna break us apart. Good lord. I love their banter. Staring at my diamond while I'm hopping out of spaceship. Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walking my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, you be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took off a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it with the color working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it. Try on all your nights like this. I might put some spotlight on the slide. Oh yeah. Whatever comes, comes too quick. Do you try on all your nights like this? It'd be great if it were warmer outside.
Yeah. It was really a good song for yesterday, the day before.
Yeah. How about that weather, huh?
It was warm and now it's not.
Weird. I talked to my mom today, and she said there's a storm coming this way, so, you know.
A storm coming this way?
Yeah, well, there's a storm that hit California a few days ago.
That's far away.
And it was pretty snowy. And then it was pretty rainy, flooding. And then it hit Utah.
Yeah.
It was pretty snowy.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're next.
So your mom's not really in the weather.
I wouldn't call her a meteorologist, no.
No. Speaking of Migos, they dropped a video for their song Deads.
Uh-huh.
And the song has to do with counting the deads, as in the dead presidents, as in the money. And the reason I explained it like that is because the director also took that statement very literally. And there's scenes in the music video of someone playing a dead Benjamin Franklin and someone playing a dead Abraham Lincoln. And they're in caskets. And Migos is just sort of like rapping over them. And throwing money on the dead presidents.
It'd be so fun to be a rapper making a music video. Like, you can be so creative, you know?
Yeah, take all your lyrics literally.
Yeah.
What else is it going to play? There's a new Future album. I haven't listened to it yet. So.
Okay, I could listen to part of it. I mean, do you think, you know, if any of them is spicy?
I think it's all spicy.
Can you play that one Future interview where he says... pancakes or something or flapjacks, something about that. He loves like a certain kind of breakfast, you know, item.
Are you thinking cornflakes? Are you thinking of cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
Nardwuar asked him if he likes cheesecake, and he says,
"Oh yeah, like, yeah, cheesecake,
sensational
cheesecake,
or something."
Yeah, sensational, sensational.
What an obscure reference! You also got it completely wrong.
No, I got the gist right.
He likes a food.
He likes a food, and he says it really funny in a great voice. Can we play it, please?
Yeah, I'll try to find it.
Yeah, that's right. Grant and Garrett and I really like it a lot.
Sensational. Sensational. Yeah, I guess that's sort of it.
He's clearly a little influenced during the interview, so.
All right. Do you know how far into the interview it is?
I don't know. It's like a minute-long video.
No, it's like a six-minute-long interview.
Well, look for the important part.
Let's see if someone cut it.
Yeah, they definitely did.
No, there's only trap remixes of it. So we're going to have to find...
Go to the interview and then look at the comments for the... Oh, you're looking for this part and the timestamp. That's not Nardwuar.
Yes, okay, someone did comment.
See? Told you.
Do you like cheesecake at all?
I love cheesecake. Cheesecake at nighttime, real late at night. Cheesecake could do, man. Top it off before you go to sleep.
What flavor of cheesecake do you like, Future?
Just the regular one, original.
What does that taste like? Just full on cheese?
It tastes like cheesecake. Sensational. That's the word you're looking for.
Exactly.
Sensational.
Yeah, sensational.
Sensational.
Speaking of food, is
that's what you wanted?
Cheesecake, original flavor. What a horrible interviewer. Like, what flavor of cheesecake do you like?
That's Nardwar. Do you watch his interviews?
No, I don't. I watch only that part of the video.
You've never seen a Nardwar interview?
I'll be honest, I'm not really involved in rap.
Okay, first of all, Nardwar interviews everybody.
Not really involved in interviewing.
Nardwar is the greatest interviewer. He's this Canadian guy, and what he does is he digs up these weird, obscure personal facts about everyone that he interviews and then confronts them with them. And they all freak out and go, how did you know that? Nardwar interviews are where you can tell if artists are like genuinely good people or if they're like genuinely terrible people. Because the genuinely terrible people, like Wale, who get interviewed by Nardwar, are like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I did that. And the genuinely cool people, like Pharrell, who get interviewed by Nardwar, like freak out and are like, this is the craziest interview ever. Like, he interviewed Jay-Z, like, just, like, randomly backstage somewhere, and Jay-Z, like, flipped out. And he interviewed Pharrell, and Pharrell was like, this is the greatest interview I've ever had. And Nardwar was like, oh, well, thank you, Pharrell. He's, like, this bouncy, like, nerdy Canadian guy. And Pharrell, like, looks at him, and he goes, no, this is the greatest interview I've ever had. And, like, it's great. Nardwar's also, like,
I've
been
changed
around
my opinion
forever. He,
you've
like
convinced
he interviewed
me.
Nirvana, like, back in the 90s.
Do you think he'd interview me?
You have to be famous first.
All right. Well, what if I become famous? All right. And then he looks back and tries to find an obscure fact about me. And he finds out that I was the only host of a radio show called Rap Radio Hour.
Yeah, he would bring that up.
And then he would find, like, oh, so this is part where you insulted me.
Here, we're going to watch the Nardwar interview with Das Racist. It's really good.
I love Das Racist.
Who else is in Das Racist?
Ashok and Victor, Dap and Kool A D.
Cool. I was wondering, were you in a band once called Narwhal?
Yeah, I was. What? How did you figure that out?
I was thinking Nardwar to human serviette, Narwhal. Tell me about being in a band called Narwhal.
It was me and a Tal Rosen, who was in Boy Crisis, another band I was in, and another band I was in called Novices. We switched off on drums and guitar.
Nardwar to human serviette, Narwhal, thank you.
We only had one show and I don't think any recordings, so I really don't know how you figured how you found that one, but that's cool.
You guys are Das
Racist.
And I find out a lot of interesting things about myself. Like, for instance, Narwhal. But also you, Heems. You taught me, and what can you tell the people about the importance? This is for Vancouver. The Komagata Maru.
Yeah, this is a ship that came here from Hong Kong with a bunch of Indian people on it, and then they wouldn't let him in the country, so they had to keep him at bay for a while, and then they sent him back.
And I think it's amazing that you know the story of the Komagata Maru, Heems.
For sure.
How smart is Heems?
Heems is pretty smart. He's pretty crafty, I would say.
Crafty, clever, and also smart.
Because
they do a lot of books in this interview, and one of the books I ended up reading for a high school project. It's like a 500-page book on the rap music industry, and they dropped in this interview, and then I was like, yeah, I should probably read that, and I did. It's a really good book. The end of this interview is hilarious. Let's see if I can find it.
Dex.
He was behind the decks holding up a t-shirt.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Hi.
I'm a baby. I'm a baby.
You're a baby, Dad?
Yeah.
You're a baby? Nah, man.
Well, thanks so much, Das Racist.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, this bad, bad radio show. All right, let's
play
some music.
Let's play some more music. Woo! All right. I wonder if the Rock Marciano album is finally on.
Tell me about your week.
Spotify.
What's happened this week?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It is. Oh man. All right.
Oh yeah, that's right, Medford.
Oh wow. Okay. No. No clean version.
Nope.
I also haven't listened to any of this.
Really
tough decisions.
Do you play Spotify? Pay for Spotify Premium?
No.
How do you have Spotify Premium?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
There's ads all over the place.
I guess that explains a few things I haven't noticed.
All right, I guess we'll just do the first song. I feel like
it'll work. It'll be fine. He can't swear the first song, right?
That's the rule.
You got to ease into it. You start off with, like, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And then you get into, you stop saying sir. And by the third song, you start saying cuss.
Actually, we're going to play one more Thundercat song. Okay. And I'm going to, you know, assess what's going on here. And then we'll be back with some Rock Marciano.
Have you not played any Wolfpack ever?
No.
All right.
We're back.
Midbird! That was a good song.
Yeah, Tokyo.
A little anime oriented for me, my taste.
In what way was it anime oriented?
I ain't no weeboo.
What?
Weeboo.
What's that?
Weeboo?
Yeah, what's that?
It's like someone who really likes anime in Japan and they're white.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's usually pejorative.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It was actually invented by a webcomic, and it wasn't meant to be about that sort of person. It was just like a nonsense word, and then someone else on the internet just took it.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Got a lot of music to play, but...
It's pronounced weeaboo. I'm not sure.
Not really sure.
And they were talking about anime a lot in the song, you know, like Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, let's play some music.
Well, a lot of the music is... of the spicy variety.
That's a shame, isn't it? Do you want to play some Wolfpack? I can feel some similarities there.
How do you spell it?
V-U-L-F-P-E-C-K.
Got him. I guess we'll just play one of their most popular songs.
Let's do it. I don't know this one.
This doesn't sound anything like Thundercat.
A little bit, right?
Nah.
It's definitely not rap.
Well, yeah, I get that, but... I failed to see this.
Keep going.
It sounds like an intro to a Tim and Eric show.
Yeah, it's all funny music. Like it's like it sounds like normal music, and there's like a weird twist every single time.
That's all right.
Shut up. Now you can see it, right?
Yeah, fast pace.
They changed tempo and everything in a ton.
I
right? How did we get here?
I can see why Jackson likes this. This is
such nonsense.
Like it's really it's good because
like it keeps throwing you, right?
Yeah, yeah. You sort of wonder what everyone was thinking when they made it.
Yeah, it's you can't imagine going to any movie or to anything like in real life because like the tonal shifts are so like.
Well, it sounds like music that for people that love fooling around with music.
Yeah. I don't really love fooling around with music, but I do like the idea that I know how to. So I feel it's good of it makes me seem like I understand more than I get.
Got it? Because you're like, oh, the tempo changes.
Yeah, and like the future reference I just had earlier with the that I sort of screwed up, admittedly.
With the cheesecake.
Cheesecake and the.
But what was that? What were we talking about when you brought that up?
Future in general. I was like, oh, whoa, so you're a deep cut reference, right? I don't know.
Turns out it's the only. Interview I've ever seen with him, and
that is true.
You don't even know the context.
I have heard some of Drake and Future, but that's about it.
All right, that's fine. All right, we're gonna listen to a Rock Marciano song. This is called.
That was Wolfpack, by the way. If anyone wants to listen to it on their own time,
there's so many. All the titles are really good. All right, this one we'll play. It's a short one. It's called Burkina Faso.
The country?
Yeah.
Chase money, taste bubbly, aches. I get the shakes, takes more than cocaine to numb me. Bang ace, age with grace, but I ain't grumpy. 44 bulldog, no time to raise puppies. As a youth, I was a drifter. Tan chucks, you keep the dunks, I'm not a hipster. Forever thuggin', break the oath, I send a hole to get you. Bad bitch, squeeze the cold like a ball constrictor. Might cop the lotus, but I've outgrown it.
I'm gonna request water bottle number one.
What were you gonna request? Water bottle number one. By Volpec?
No, and this picture is my aunt sent me.
That's my word, I call my little Uzi Vert. Set up recruit merch, new work. Taste my new work to make fiends shoes chirp like a bluebird. Rhyme green, Diablos, Picasso's, bikini models. My queen from Burkina Faso. Dreamy, I hope, body like a bottle. I'm just rocking some mean Ferragamo hard bottoms.
Y'all ain't gotta pay me. Are these mics directional?
Dollars.
Really ain't. They should be.
So you do like left and right audio?
Yeah. I'm Maori. That's
it, nigga. Is it happening for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell because it's on my left and right side already, huh? That's what it is.
I want to see if there's a way that we can put our. Put our vocal mics in the left channel and the music in the right channel so that whoever's listening can just choose what they want.
How do they choose?
Take the earbud out.
Oh.
Or pan their speakers.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I thought panning speakers just like put all the sound into one of the sides. Does it only choose one of the tracks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Huh.
All right. Let's see if there's a way to do this.
Some experimentation live on the air.
Yeah, some live audio engineering.
Medford, you're in for a treat. Like a really annoying experience.
A really annoying treat.
I really hate it when people like completely separate audio tracks. Like a lot of the remastered Beatles stuff, they have like a guitar all the way on the left ear.
I mean, that's sort of the problem when you're taking mono and putting it in stereo, which is not what we're doing. So
we're taking stereo and putting it into two monos.
No.
Anyway, one all the way in each ear really sucks because then like it just makes me feel uncomfortable. So we're going to do it for you, Medford. I think this is like the surefire way to lose any listeners you already had, right? Like,
no, this is how we're going to gain listeners.
But because you have more choices?
People, yeah.
You should know that choices are...
If you want to listen to the music, you can listen to your right channel. If you want to listen to the vocals, you can listen to the left channel. Or the commentary. And if you want to listen to both, put both headphones in. Although, to be honest, it's not working. I can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of work.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so music is now in the right. Okay. We have to remember to change this back.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those deep settings that could be hard to fix.
No, I figured out how to do it.
All right.
All
right.
Mine.
Oh my gosh, that was weird. Yeah.
I'm all the way on this side now.
Am I? No, I'm normal.
You're normal.
But hello.
Let me get you.
All right. Okay. Can you wait? Do it until in my cue. All right. All right. And slide to the right. Oh, why is this so uncomfortable?
All right, now I'm going to turn the music on.
Okay. This is the worst.
This is it. Medford, full stereo experience. If you don't want the music, just take off the left. And now you're just here.
Now it's just us.
And if you don't want to hear us, take off the right and put the left back on.
Wow.
Now it's just music. This is perfect. This is what the audience wants.
But now listen to both of these songs. Nobody wants to listen to just our voices anyway. They want to listen to our voices and music.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell the audience what they want. I'm just going to give them everything and they can pick what they want.
I mean, I think this
is like Netflix. It's on demand.
Size our audio.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Okay. Yeah.
The audio might have like stereo effects as well.
There you go. So now we're just on the right.
This is worse.
How's it work?
I don't know. My right ear feels full.
Well, you can hear yourself without the headphones. You can just take it off.
Oh, you're also talking really loud.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, bitch. Overall, this is a really, really bad experience.
Okay, look, you're going to have to make some sacrifices for the betterment of the audience.
Obviously,
enjoyment.
Version 1.0 is going to have some kinks, all right?
I guess the only trouble is when there's no music. Then we're just in one channel.
Yeah, that is... I think there's probably a reason why this isn't done already.
All right, Medford, if you want to let us know how this experiment's going, call in 855-915-WMFO.
We will pipe you into only our left ears.
855-915-9636. Oh, yeah. I guess you would be in both channels if you called in.
We could change that, though, probably.
Oh, yeah. We'll pan you.
Hey, can you put us back and forth? Like, can you do it like... Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, I can do you because you seem pretty interested in that.
Thanks. Whoa.
Okay, this is bad content.
I listen to a radio show sometimes called Welcome to Night Vale, right? It's like a sort of an alternate reality sci-fi sort of thing.
Okay.
It's okay. It gets a little repetitive. But they had an episode where it was like, oh, there's something behind you, so you have to keep one ear out. And so they put all the audio into one ear, and then they switched ears partway through.
That's silly.
And I hated it. It was the worst thing ever. So essentially... We're doing the same thing, but
yeah, but with a purpose.
Yeah, with less training, maybe, and a little less foresight.
Look, I'm just picturing, you know, someone's listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
One of our loyal listeners, thank you.
And they hear that we're gonna play a Rock Marciano song. They're like, "Great! I love Rock Marciano. I hate when these idiots talk over all the rap songs that they play. I wish there was a way I could separate out the commentary from the music." And they just, and then we give them that,
you know,
that
think,
ability.
I think the other solution is to just change the channel to someone who would play the music without talking over it.
Yeah, but we curate.
AKA every other radio station in the world.
Our appeal is that we curate taste. So, you know, what we play on this show, you can't get anywhere else, is the point.
That's true. We do have excellent taste.
Yeah, so you come for the playlist, you stay for the commentary. If the commentary becomes too much, take off your left earbud.
I think they definitely come for the commentary and they stay
stay for the playlist.
Because the radio is broken.
Maybe. Okay, we're going to play a future.
The knob fell out.
So, Future released another album. It's called Hendrix, kind of.
Kind of. What do you mean?
Well, it's spelled H-N-D-R-X-X, but we all know it. You pronounce it Hendrix. It's 17 tracks. I'll play the song called Selfish. It features Rihanna. Hopefully this one is cleaner than the others.
Oh my gosh. Adam Greenspan.
Hey, it's you.
Send me a snap.
It was right. It was right. Even though it felt wrong. Nothing ever stunned you. You showing your progression. Solid. Broken lines. Driving backwards.
Who is this?
Making
Rihanna.
All the wrong
oh.
turns. Nice. Saying all the wrong words. Dodging angels.
I'm trying to sit up straighter.
Okay.
Because a Snapchat of me, I was slouching. You know,
let's not be
not
alone.
Great posture. Not great posture.
Let's not be alone. Mm-hmm. Let's be one.
What do you think of this song?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
It feels very unfinished.
Come on, guys, finish it. You know, the mixing, wrong.
Mixing was fine.
Oh, tempo?
All right, we're going to play Looking Exotic.
Bye.
Future.
Extravagant Hendrix. Switch hand like left pitch. Super astronomical. Pity it off a couple bands, girl, I hit it good.
Yeah, that's
looking like the baddest bitch. Am I getting yours? I wanna take you out to parents about your
better. It's Southside, the producer. That's his thing.
Oh, you finished me once, I think.
Get your girl up, tell them that you ball like stuck. I stuck. I try my best to put my ego for my ego. I need to start it. Keep it real, you looking inside it. Now, three rings on my left, I feel like King James.
Is the idea of bounce
still?
Bounce?
Balance.
Is it back? I mean,
you
think so. Okay. It feels a little loud in my radio, but I'm
not sure.
No.
Okay. I'm guilty. Let this champagne start pouring, drink it up till it's empty. Got this VIP session burning like a chimney. We got to emphasize nobody, we don't bought the building. Let's go zip out Australia, we can go to Switzerland. We got a chauffeur and a translator for it, they don't speak English. Sometimes when you speak from your soul, it sound like you say it off a couple bands, girl, I hear.
Apparently the doctor's name is Andy Smith. He was speaking at Audrey's Lifelike concert last week. He talked about meeting my mom on the airplane and said that she was very nice and thanks for bringing her the bubbly.
Cool.
Yeah.
I try my best to put my ego for my ego. I need to start it. Keep it real, you look inside it.
Here's something funny to think about, right? People in the olden days, like, they would often live really close to their families, right, after they grew up.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to? Like, it was back in Maryland or D.C. or anything like that?
I don't know. Yeah, I might end up back in D.C. But that, I don't know if that has to do with the desire to be close to my family or not.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to end up in Utah anymore again. Like, I'm getting a whole lot of reason to go back there besides family. Which is a good reason, but like, you know.
Cash out mad cheese,
down. Kind of strange to think about. Too many choices.
Crystal diamonds on my
sleeve. I guess so, yeah.
I was also thinking about something else.
Yes, I do agree.
So a lot of time now, I put all of my documents on Dropbox.
Yeah.
And so I can like access them wherever I am, right? Which is kind of like how old computer terminals used to work, where you'd just find a terminal somewhere and log on to the
right. Yeah.
Why do we have to stop doing that? Local storage is dumb.
It's inefficient.
I'm glad you feel the same way. Did you have fun last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had a good time.
I need cheese.
I didn't know the girl who was there.
Haley?
No. Yeah, she had a good talk, but...
Who was she?
Why was she... Everyone listening to her.
It's like she lived there or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, song was over anyway.
Yeah, I would call it unfinished. Weird little drop there they had. Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know who that alumni girl was. One of the people, one of the guests was some girl who was talking about being a physical therapist or something.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who that was either.
Yeah, I don't know.
She seemed to know other people there, though.
Yeah, she did. She didn't talk to me. I said, oh, hi, by the way, I'm Ellie. And she's like, oh, I'm an alumni.
That's weird.
Oh, okay.
I don't go here. You don't need to know me.
Yeah, and then she was at my house this morning. Because, they got Ethan Cope made her brunch.
Is she Haley's friend?
Maybe. I don't know. She's from Montreal, I gathered from
East. Right, she went to McGill.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, I don't know her, and I guess I never will because she doesn't want to talk to me.
All right, whatever.
Not whatever. It's not okay.
Well, I mean, it's done now.
So. No, it's not. Move past it.
Okay, so more music?
I guess so.
We can play that Remy Ma diss track, but I don't know if the world's ready for it. It's also 6 minutes long, so that would be the rest of the show.
Pretty funny.
I don't think I'm gonna play it.
Okay, let's talk about the movies we want to watch. John Wick, obviously. John Wick 2, obviously. And Get Out.
Yeah.
By Jordan
Peele.
Of Key and Peele.
Looks good.
It does look good. I've heard very good things about it as well.
Yeah.
So you don't want to watch it tonight? Is what you're telling me?
Probably not.
Got things going on. Work.
Yeah.
Kind of work.
Well, I have a class at 8 in the morning tomorrow, so I can't be up watching movies.
What if we watch it at 3:30?
So right after this?
Yeah.
I have a thing at 5:30.
It's not that long, is it?
Are you talking about John Wick or Get Out?
Get Out.
Well, I want to watch Get Out in theaters.
Yeah, we want to watch the theater.
I'm not going to go to the theater.
Why not?
I would maybe watch John Wick.
Interesting.
This is funny. We end the show just
every single time
speaking out loud about plans, what our plans are after the show.
People want to know what our real lives are like. It's a cult of personality.
I don't think so.
It is too. We're very personable.
I mean, even if this was a cult of personality, I don't think too many people are interested in it. Oh, Nav.
Fans call it and tell Grant that he's wrong.
Let me see if I can play some new Nav. But yeah, if you want to watch John Wick after this, I would maybe consider it.
I have a pirated thingy, not really a pirated thingy. I have two apps that work together on Android phones, so that you can get any content you want streamed, and you can stream it to your Chromecast.
Cool.
Which means we could watch it maybe.
All right. So this song is I Don't Know What's Good by Nav. We'll just play the first one. You know, myself.
No cussing.
Actually, this is a clean song.
Wow.
So yeah.
Kind of lame, don't you think?
Well, all right, lost all the audio, so...
Interesting, good choice.
Terrible song. Oh. This is called Nav.
We're back. Okay. Is it buffering?
I don't know. See, it's playing, and the audio's coming from my computer.
Huh, weird.
Yeah.
Well, bad choice.
Just can't play this current song. Oh, maybe there's an ad situation that has to happen.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
It's terrible. It's not even playing the ad.
What a horrible system. All
right. It's looking like I'm going to have to shell out for Spotify Premium. That's the moral here.
Oh, gosh. If you want to do the family thing, you could try that.
Yeah, or I can just find it on YouTube.
Yes.
But then I don't have the clean version.
Ugh. What a horrible day.
Also, apparently, Myself is not a new song.
Yeah. Even worse, playing old rap, old school.
All right, here we go. This is called Up.
I can't let myself get into it. Yeah, see, I knew it. I was right.
This is terrible. We've been stymied by big Spotify.
By big streaming. Why don't we get a record off the shelves and play it?
No.
Okay. Can you play it from a phone?
It's terrible.
We can play it from your local audio truck.
I guess I could find,
Guys, I can't stand politics anymore.
Oh, here we go.
What if we just...
This is Nav by Nav off the album Nav.
I think the internet's a bad thing. Let's just say it.
That's what Putin wants you to think.
I went to an international students' party last night.
How was that?
They're very cool. And then Ian came.
I remember being broken down bad. Now I pay nothing for my sneakers cause I'm nav.
So we're like partway through, and then like Ian came in. He didn't know anyone. He was pretty drunk. And like in the middle of the dance floor, he was like, who are all these people? Are they international kids?
Ian?
Yeah. Every time I dress, I'm popping tags.
This is a terrible song. All right, this just confirmed. I don't like Nav.
Okay, yeah, let's put the official stamp of disapproval on it. Nav. Bad. Not good music.
Well, you got to try it out. He's featured on this Travis Scott song.
Yeah.
And there's a really, really good shot in the music video of that song where it starts on Travis Scott's verse and... It, like the beat drops, and then there's like a chrome Lamborghini in the background. It's good. Here, I'll just skip to the part. All right. That shot. It's so good.
Wait, that where he's spitting out?
Yeah, where the beat drops and you... Because I guess it's sort of a little out of context, but for the music video leading up to this point, the chrome Lamborghini has just been parked.
Okay.
So getting that sort of mindset...
What a boring chrome Lamborghini.
Right, it's not moving. The doors are open.
The music's not really had a beat drop yet. It's a pretty cool spin out too.
Yeah.
The doors open.
See,
it was okay.
I think it's a good shot.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
I'll take it.
I think the Joker is like 5 out of 10 best music ever. Like it's really funny. The rating doesn't match the actual description.
Yeah, Pitchfork does that a lot, where they'll be like an entirely positive review, and then it'll be like 7 out of 10. Like, no bad things in the entire text, and yeah, it gets like a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Could be better.
Or IGN, the video game reviewer, did it a lot, where it'd be like, absolute crap, 9 out of 10. Like, because they're paid by the publishers.
Oh. Well,
that's our show, folks.
WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Overall, I think one of our best.
Rap Radio Hour. Better than last week. We played more songs.
Is that the criteria for...
Jordan texted me after the show last week, and he was like, I laughed a few times, but I don't think you played a song entirely.
Oh, we played a few all the way through this time.
Yeah, so I think we're improving.
Yeah. Who was the one that was like Wolfpack, but wasn't Wolfpack?
Thundercat.
All right.
Well, we'll be back next week, Medford.
He's so enthusiastic. Amen. High life. Sleepy. Night. Flashes. Spotlight.